Well, we've heard from someone who apparently was unable to take the money and run. Shime, are you up for a little customer feedback?
Always, Greg. I never refuse customer feedback.
Okay.
Unless it's stupid.
617 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which says, somewhat angrily, all caps, Shime cost me $400 on a five-leg parlay with his enthusiastic but idiotic recommendation of Justin Watkins, a KC receiver to have 25-plus receiving yards.
Justin Watson.
Thanks. Thanks, Chris. What was that? You suck.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. First of all, your fault for doing a parlay. That was dumb. Wiggy will attest to that.
His
parlay over the weekend. Smash Derrick Henry first touchdown score,
yes.
Wiggy, and then you lose because the rest of the parlay stinks. So it happens all the time. Don't do the parlays. Second of all, yeah, Justin Watson. I'm very curious to see the usage numbers. I'm pretty sure he was on the field for 75 to 85% of the Kansas City Chiefs offensive snaps, and he did not get a single target. That is how widely I missed last night. Like, Jody Fortson and Noah Gray were getting targets. Justin Watson did not get a single target in that game.
Please refer to him as Lemonster's Noah Gray, please.
Yep, my apologies. Yep, Lemonster's Noah Gray.
And Shime, you're right. I get my parlays from Jones and Keefe, but at least they call it Bozo Parlay. So.
and Greg, I have an idea for anybody that's still offended at the crowd shots of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I have a seating arrangement that will fix the problem.
Mm.
Put Taylor Swift next to Elon Musk. And you'll never see her on the broadcast.
Why, was he at the game yesterday?
At the Steelers game, right?
Sunday night.
Yeah.
She's getting bad, though. I was telling this.
Was he from Pittsburgh?
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
He's from South Africa.
Yeah, he's from. Yeah.
So what's his Pittsburgh connection? Because he had the terrible towel. He was whipping that thing around.
Maybe he's a Steelers fan.
Pennsylvania is going to be the state that decides the election, so he's probably
Pittsburgh. It's like Glorilla. Glorilla's from Memphis, but she's a Steelers fan.
He actually just bought the entire NFL, and he did it with a Venmo.
He could do that, though.
Yes, he could.
Hey, I was, Curtis, I was telling our beloved queen in here, our sis, about Taylor Swift, and it's getting bad on the broadcast. Like, now she knows that the camera's always on her, because she'll go crazy when Travis Kelce catches a 2-yard pass.
That's just her.
Yeah, but it's like,
she looked good last night, too.
Yeah, she looked great.
And it's just like, I listen, my wife's been around a lot of NFL wives and girlfriends. Like, come on, you're not that emotionally invested into the game.
Yeah, but if she was just standing there with a resting bitch face, people would be like, oh, she thinks she's too cool
for
the
league. Not resting bitch face, but she's doing backflips on a 2-yard catch for Travis.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's her. She gets overly excited.
That's why I think this relationship
is. But Wiggy, isn't that like a normal sports fan reaction?
No.
Like, because she doesn't, and Courtney, I don't mean to stereotype, but she doesn't strike me as the most biggest sports nerd out there. So she's just getting overly excited by what she sees.
No, but if you're sitting in a suite, you're talking to people, like the non-sports fan is going to be there schmingling, talking to people on their phone. Like, she's going crazy.
Maybe it's a way to keep distance from Jackson Mahomes.
You know what? Wiggy, you're getting a lot of play with this when it comes to the Twitch chat. They agree with you. They've had it with her.
Oh, I have.
They're like, preach, Wiggy.
Shut up. No.
No, I mean,
I don't mind. I have a microphone. You don't.
I don't mind. Like I said, I don't mind her at the game, but the NFL has to stop showing it because it's annoying. It's annoying. It's a 5-yard catch by Travis Kelce for, you know, even if it's a first down in the first quarter, you would think that he just scored the game-winning touchdown when they go to Taylor Swift. She's yelling. She's screaming. And Brittany Mahomes is standing next to her. I know in her mind, she's like, bitch, shut up. I mean, it's the first quarter.
I'm sure she's not thinking that.
Yes, she is. Believe me, she's
pretty positive she is cashing in on that friendship.
By the way, Greg, correction, several texters. It's Gardner's Noah Gray. He grew up in Gardner with Charlie Coyle, and then school choiced it over to Lemonster.
Okay.
And sadly,
gap year.
Charlie was from a Cushnet.
I think everybody remembers Noah Gray dueling against Breece Hill in the playoffs and losing in high school.
Was Breece at quarterback at the time or was he at receiver?
He was at wide receiver at the time.
Yeah,
he was available.
Did he have more yards than Noah?
No, Noah was playing quarterback then.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was. He was the quarterback for the Leominster Blue Devils.
Seems like one was more valuable than the other.
And then I think they turned him into... Where did he go to college? Duke?
Yes, he went to Duke.
I think they turned him into a tight end there.
Yeah.
Because of the sheer size of the man.
He went from Blue Devils to Blue Devils?
Yes. Isn't that... I believe Leominster is the Blue Devils.
I mean...
I don't want to speak...
Dale doesn't want to talk about
of
this.
What I don't know, but I believe he went Blue Devil to Blue Devil.
That is wild.
Your son outdueled him.
Yes. Well, yes. I mean, the kid should have gone pro, if not for bad coaching. All right.
It's always the coaching.
That's what they say in Brockton.
Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where would you like to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg,
Can I quickly just call BS on one thing?
Yes.
The amount of people in the Twitch chat enraged at Courtney for the Taylor Swift talk are watching to look at Courtney talk about sports. No offense to you, Greg, Shime, or Wiggy. Nobody's tuning in to look at my mug or yours. So,
talk about yourself now.
Love, like, Styled with Wolves. Yikes, Coco, no one said that. If you just scroll up a bit, Shrixie said, Coco, just shut up. It was an exact quote. Exact quote I gave.
Also, speaking of looking, have you done something new with the Dew? Because you get so many compliments on it on the text line and in the Twitch chat.
No, I just buzz it.
No, not you.
Thank you. No, it's because I was having health issues when I started the show, and I have those back in order, so my hair has grown back fully and is fuller.
Oh, okay.
So, it's just, me being healthy.
Whatever you're doing, do not change it.
Hey, Perk Plus. Thank you very much.
Where are we starting, Sean?
Greg, I think it's only appropriate we begin with your New England Patriots. Massive questions regarding who the starting quarterback will be for your New England Patriots against the Houston Texans on Sunday. Jacoby Brissett was on with Arcand and Hart in the afternoon, I believe it was, yesterday. And was asked about if he has any questions about being the starting quarterback. Here was the exchange he had with Andy Hart.
Jacoby, I know you don't appreciate this topic or these questions, but Gerard Mayo said this morning that your performance wasn't good enough. Do you expect to start this week, or do you have some question as to your status?
Nope, I don't have any questions on that.
Okay. You expect to start? Just to clarify real quick?
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, I kind of understand the abruptness. Mm-hmm. The guy is, he's giving it his all out there. How about answering, we'll do whatever's best for the football team or something of that nature?
It's an interesting answer for me as a former player, knowing kind of how the Monday schedule shakes up, that they probably had a meeting.
I don't know, though, because Gerard Mayo said on this show he was going to get together with the coaches,
mm-hmm.
not with the players.
Right.
So...
The players were all there when we were walking out. They were all walking around the facility yesterday.
Well, we had our client event yesterday, and both Christian Gonzalez and Hunter Henry came up and did the show with all the clients and with Jones and Keefe.
Because Monday is the day, and anybody who's ever played for Bill will tell you, the Monday morning meeting is when you go in.
Might be different, though, now.
Yeah, but I don't think so, because it's generally like that no matter where you go. Bill's, his lowlights just happen to be a little bit different than other coaches. But I'm willing to bet you that Gerard Mayo took a page out of Bill's book when it comes to going over plays on a Monday. So they had to meet on a Monday to, whether it was watch film, discuss plays.
So you think that they had a discussion about it and Mayo told him he's the starter?
Or Mayo hasn't told him yet, but they coaches know. Because remember, Tuesday's their day off.
Well, yeah, you have to start installing and getting ready for the Texans.
Right. So Tuesday's the players' day off.
That's
Wednesday,
today.
Wednesday they'll go in for the install for the Texans. So unless he's telling them Wednesday morning, right before, meetings and that kind of thing, I would think that he might have known yesterday. I don't believe when he says him and the coaching staff haven't watched film.
I just think they missed the window. I talked about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, The Dolphins was the game to start Drake May.
Perfect.
Now you're throwing him in against the Texans, and he's, I mean, maybe they'll win the game, in all likelihood they will not, and it's not a game. And then you're going to, you may have double missed the window because you're not going to start him in London.
Why not?
On the road. I mean.
Because that's like a safe game.
Yeah, but London's so wonky, Wiggy, the schedule, your
body. Yeah, but Jacksonville's
like
not very good. Greg, I completely get what you're saying, but don't you think at this time it's like, you know what?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Throw him in the deep end. He's either going to sink or swim.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's pivot over to college football briefly for a moment. In the Alabama game against Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt got the upset over the weekend. One of the players for Alabama was clearly frustrated on the field, none other than Malachi Moore. Yes. Wiggy, I know, I clearly saw this.
This was nuts.
If awesome. You didn't see it, he just, like, he slammed a kid to the ground after tackling him, and then, like, while Vanderbilt was in victory formation, he just hucked his mouth guard, like, across the field. He was livid in this game. And so Kalen DeBoer yesterday talked about Malachi Moore and his actions in the game.
No, we have handled it. And I'm just going to say this about Malachi. What he did, he has gone above and beyond in owning, taking ownership in it. And this is pretty much immediately after the game to this morning. Things that are all prompted by him, but also part of just our conversations. I think the thing I want to make sure Bama fans know is that this guy has been rock solid and been in a critical, critical piece, along with others, of keeping this thing together since January. When a lot of people, guys chose to leave, this guy stood firm. This guy loves Alabama football. He works relentlessly out there every single day on the football field. The passion that I hope, you know, questions asked about me and the passion and frustration. I mean, that's what you saw from him. And so, yeah, there's some things that, you know, he regrets and wishes probably didn't do. Yeah. But he's owned up to it. And we've handled it internally.
Might want to rando test the dude.
Yeah, he was going crazy. I didn't mind, like, all the stuff, like him yelling and screaming. Like, I get it.
What about when he kicked the football after the ref put it down?
That part,
it's like a little kid throwing a tantrum.
You know the part that got to me when I looked
temper
at,
tantrum.
No, yeah, and I know, but there's athletes like that. They let the emotions get the best of them. But the part that got to me that I didn't like is when the coaches were calling him off the field and they sent a player out there to go get him, and he completely waved that player off and made the player go back and told the coach. Yeah. Like, that's the part that got to me. Like, hey, we've all been there before. I've been there where emotions and swearing. And I mean, I used to MF the refs like they, you know, were little kids. Mm-hmm. And I get the emotional part.
You MF little kids?
Well, sometimes, you know, hey, listen, when James gets about five and he doesn't start listening, but I get the emotional part of that, but I just don't like when you upstage a coach by waving guys off after they try to come get you.
You know what it reminded me of, Greg? Do you remember 07, the Patriots Monday night game against the Ravens, where there were a couple penalties on a drive, then the Patriots got the game-winning touchdown, and Bart Scott took the referee's flag and threw it in the stands?
Yes.
Oh,
that's classic.
That was great.
All right, what else, Shyam?
Jabril Peppers yesterday, we had the breaking news on our show, had been arrested over the weekend and was charged with a few different things. Well, yesterday he was walking out of the courthouse with his lawyer, and his lawyer had this to say about Peppers and the ongoing situation.
Mr. Peppers, do you want to comment on the assault charges?
He's not going to comment now, but what I said in the courtroom, I'll repeat, that we have evidence that completely contradicts the alleged victim's story, and I expect my client to be fully exonerated.
And it was video evidence?
Yes, and other evidence as well.
Wow. Mm,
okay. I don't know. Again, you got to wait for this stuff to play itself out in court. But if you're the Patriots, I don't know, based on the allegation, if you can let him play.
Isn't this why they have the exempt list?
Yeah,
like,
I don't
think you put him on the exempt list until you figure things out?
It's a bad look if they put him out there. It's a worse look if they put him out there and it turns out to all be true than it is for them to have him hold him until, and it not be
until
true.
It's adjudicated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it's like the NFLPA is going to, obviously, they step in. It's like, you know what's going to happen? What you've seen with Rashee Rice is let it play out, and then the NFL steps in generally after the fact, and they suspend them. Similar to what they did with Von Miller. Von Miller's been suspended for 4 games. The NFL let it play out, and then they made a decision to suspend Von Miller, even though the girl came back and his baby mama came back and said, "Oh, that didn't happen. I'm not gonna testify him against him or whatever." I think you obviously have to let it play out, and then
so you don't think the Patriots, when it comes to domestic violence mm-hmm. specifically, ought to err on the side of caution and say, "Listen, we'll wait to see what happens in court. You're not kicked off the team." But you're not playing. You're not around the facility until we figure this out.
Especially on a team that's going nowhere. Like, not that this should play a role,
mm-hmm.
but the Patriots are not contending. And if there really is exculpatory evidence that exists that clears Jabril Peppers, then it will be relatively quick. I don't know how long it would take to clear him and remove charges, but if they have video evidence showing the opposite occurring from what was described by the alleged victim, then he'll be back.
But right, well, how long will it take for this? Let's say it.
But he gets paid full, right? I mean, this.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure how that works, so I don't want to speak on something I know I'm not 100% sure on.
It'll take a couple months.
Right. Man. So now let's say he sits out for a couple months of not playing, and then it comes out that, like his lawyer says, he's been exonerated, and now he missed all this time of play on it.
So is it not an issue for the football team that he's in, you know, in possession of, as the kids would say, nose beers? I mean, can you not suspend him for that? Like, you should.
Right.
I mean, you know.
But right now it's all alleged, right?
Well, they found it in his wallet. They asked what it was, allegedly, and he said that it was coke.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the NFL, I get what you guys are saying, but remember the NFL, that's why the union's there to protect players and saying, okay, hey, let it play out in court. And then once it's played out in court, then you can make your decision.
We will see what happens. Shime, thank you. That is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Ty Law joining us at 9:00. But Courtney in the news coming up next, including nerds in the news. And this one, what a 16-year-old did over the weekend was actually, I think, Shime's moonshot, unfortunately. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.